This is Earth Notes. New libraries are popping up all over the country, but they don't have any books. They're libraries for seeds. At the Verde Valley Seed Library in Cottonwood, anyone can borrow 5 packets of seeds, take them home, and plant them. After the harvest, borrowers bring back fresh packets of seeds collected from their tomatoes, pumpkins, and beans. It's not just a way to exchange free seeds among neighbors. The library is a repository of heirloom seeds, protecting the fast-vanishing biodiversity of food crops. Seed saving was once commonplace, but these days most garden stores sell hybrid seeds that have to be bought fresh every year. Heirloom seeds, on the other hand, can be saved and over time become adapted to the unique climate, soil, and environment of the gardens where they're grown. At the Verde Valley Library, seeds are labeled by location, so borrowers can choose seeds that were successfully grown in Rimrock, Sedona, Clarkdale, or Jerome. Some have survived droughts or other difficult conditions. The library's catalog holds the secrets to resilience. Rich City of Gardens for Humanity says the seed libraries preserve genetic biodiversity and also cultural heritage. They're gathering places for people to swap stories and gardening tips. It's a way to tap into thousands of years of human history, not to mention grow delicious food. There are now hundreds of seed libraries worldwide. In northern Arizona, you can find them in Cottonwood, Payson, Prescott, and Flagstaff. This Earth Note was written by Melissa Siveny and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Jillian Ferris.